I'm Sarah Pond. I was first appointed as a lay panel member in the summer of 2006, and I have since been reappointed for a second term. My background that I'd say is most relevant to this role is that I was a non-executive director for a primary care trust in Northwest London and a chairman for 6 years. Prior to that, I started my career in the private sector in procurement for a range of different organisations, the last one of which being a pharmaceutical company. In the primary care trust, I worked with a number of doctors. It made me very much aware of good practice, good doctors, and it was something I felt I wanted to protect, and that when you've got something that you believe is good, you want to do what you can about those things which give it a bad reputation and those things which aren't good. And I guess the experience of working with good doctors made me value that, and I see this role as something which enhances that and protects that reputation that good doctors are proud of, and rightly so. Other lay panel members come from a range of backgrounds. I would say primarily public sector, not uniquely, but primarily. There are a number of people who've been non-exec directors on NHS Trust, but certainly not everyone has a healthcare association. There are people from local authorities, from voluntary sectors, from the armed forces, a wide range of other fields of work who all bring valuable contributions from that wide experience. We sit as a panel with lay panel members and medical members. Obviously, medical members bring experience from working in that profession, but they're patients too. They have families who are patients. So in some respects, we're all lay members in terms that we all use the services. But lay members come at it with almost a naivety, perhaps, and not necessarily knowing so much about the profession, and therefore bring a fresh look at what's being presented to them. I try and think of it as, how would I feel if this was my doctor? How would I feel if this was somebody treating my mother, my daughter, my neighbour? And that's the perspective I think lay people can bring, is that independence of somebody on the street who's using the service of a doctor. I think in order to be successful as a panel member, you need to be able to make your own decisions and your own judgments. But you also need to be able to work as part of a team. You need to be certainly comfortable with lots of paperwork and with taking on lots and lots of information and then picking out from all of that information the issues that are key and relevant to the allegations that you're considering. When I'm sitting there, there's a number of things that I'm holding in my head. Firstly, I'm thinking about the doctor. This doctor's trained for many years in order to be qualified and often practiced for many years, and it is their career and their reputation, possibly their whole livelihood, that's being discussed in the room. However, while I'm thinking about that doctor and keeping them in my mind, I'm also thinking about protecting patients from what might not be good and from what might be harmful. And I'm thinking about the reputation of the doctors that I know are out there who are good and who make this a very valuable profession to be a member of. Whilst it's about an individual, this is also about the profession and about society and about the provision of healthcare that we can all expect to receive.